isn't working very well. It's preventing you.
I always get the food lag. It doesn't need it.
So I applied to Google to register as a nonprofit, and someone else apparently had done that a long time ago.
For us?
Yeah. So they have a nice process. After a while, you put the request in. They don't hear back from the original requesters, and they cut them off. And they, so I got a note saying, hey, congratulations, we never heard back. You're now the administrator for Chai. So I signed into my account and said, your nonprofit request has been denied. Nice.
Oh, wow.
No email, no link.
Can you appeal?
All you can do is resubmit, which is, oh my gosh.
All right, are you guys ready to start anew? Yeah?
Sure.
Okay. So I like kind of the direction we were going with the last session. This kind of came up implicitly, and that is, what is the domain of OpenLMIS? Like, what are the things that we should strive to fill, to make better? And I think we're going to take that kind of a step further here and get opinions on what we think is part of OpenLMIS and what is explicitly not part of OpenLMIS. So to be clear, if it's not, that doesn't mean that we won't interface with another system that does that. So if it's in the not, it can still be something that we have an integration, right? Like perhaps the community should build an integration about that functionality, but it doesn't necessarily belong inside of OpenLMIS. Does that make sense? Okay. So what I think we're going to do is give everyone about 15 minutes. I've passed around these cards where you can write down if it does belong and if it does not belong. We've got the big post-its that you can use if you'd like to. And then once you've organized your is and your not, we've got these big boards here. That we'll throw them up on there, okay? So, but hold off on that. I want to do it all at once so that we can kind of group them around similar ideas, and then we'll kind of prioritize based on what end up on the is and the not. Any questions? Is everyone
table discussion?
Right. So this is going to be by table. So you know, discuss and add things to your post-it. Oh, and this is Renee. She showed me this this facilitation technique. So for better or worse.
Blame me.
When it works out or doesn't.
Understanding.
All right, discuss it with yourself.
Our table would be the best table for them.
I'm so good at it.
I missed the introduction or the instruction.
We just have to come up. We just have to list down what is part of OpenLMIS and or should be part of OpenLMIS and what should not be part of OpenLMIS.
I think this is the product.
As product. Okay, and so Kevin also pointed out that when we say something is not, it doesn't mean that... It doesn't mean that we wouldn't interface with another system that does that. It just means that OpenLMIS itself would not do it, at least in the short term.
So is there also phasing short-term, medium-term, long-term, or no?
He didn't mention it, but I think that might be useful. But the important
I think
part
we should probably just say, like,
you think of a
within the next 2 years.
In the next 3 years.
Within the next. That's what I think.
Just think of it as, like, a box, what's outside the box and what's inside. Like, if you're saying, this is important, but it's just not what we're doing. It's not what you're doing.
Just as a sort of another commentary on like is versus is not, something that like is not OpenLMIS doesn't mean that like you don't have to do it on your very next project, but it might mean that we don't have to do it together. Or we don't have to talk about it together. In a sense, like if you know is and is not OpenLMIS, whatever that comes to be. So it's about the box and the boundaries. Not about like the features that you want.
What's easier for
it? It's not. It's not as pretty easy.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, how about management of central medical stores?
Warehouse management, you mean?
what would you have? There's some parts of warehouse management that we
sage and that kind of thing. I don't think we're
like you're meaning that the features that you typically find in a warehouse management where it goes down to the specific, you know, aisles, bins, and so on, and when you receive the inventory, you specify which aisle it's going to go to, or pick list, you know, go there, from there, those kind of things.
I think it's going to be our, do you mind if I write it and then see
what it is? And then on the other end, I would say,
For Vim, something we're talking about pick list.
You are. Sorry, what did you
say?
Well, no.
In 4 years,
but pick list without the warehouse layout.
Right.
Just saying that this batch needs to be picked.
Sure.
Because that is the implication on the vaccine, because of expiration.
Right.
Batch management is, because we're even thinking about it for more than
3 years.
I would say another thing that's probably out of scope is going below the fencing level.
You mean patient management?
Yeah.
With an Android application, you're just getting there pretty soon, because you know, over time you might have the requirement. You might have the requirement to track the patient and do the appointment management for that patient and so on.
Or you're saying you drive.
But I just
don't
think it should be part of open MRS.
Yeah, I think it should be
open
MRS.
Part of
MRS.
It should be open MRS.
Yeah, it should be in the MRS.
I think there could be a tight integration between the electronic medical record and logistics system at the facility level.
But if you go into OpenLMIS, you should never interact with individual data. That's identifiable. Like it could be that patient 235 got this. That's all you know. You know that they're getting that person has been able to receive their medications on time per month for the last 3 years. That's important. In terms of consistency.
But that's still defensive.
Yeah.
So not lower
not
than
dispensing to a non-identifiable.
Yeah, like you can track how you dispense and where you dispense to, but not just.
How about like tracking of transportation?
Like between the warehouse and the facility.
Oh, wouldn't it be cool if you could like beep, beep, beep?
Oh no, I know it would be cool. But
what we face about that, if I may just quickly add, so it can route planning. So when we say that we are sending the order from ELMIS to the ERP application EP09, then within that warehouse and within the distribution system, they say, well, on Tuesday, these are the routes we're going to do and make sure the order gets for those routes filled by the time we need to put it on the truck. So, like we are saying, we will not get into that, right?
Distribution. Distribution management. I don't know what the right word is.
No, the word for equipment management, where you like, you know, if you have a refrigerator, if it's expired.
No, that's in stock. They're doing that.
Here, I know.
Put it as is.
Yeah, cold chain repair, I think, is like magic.
I mean, like an X-ray machine. Like, are we managing it all?
Because they got nailed. Theoretically, it's managed just like any other stock.
I don't know. If
it's no, it's not.
It's not as
because it's not. It's not consumable.
It's not dispensed. But for example, if you think so,
like a bed or a chair or a light.
Yeah, but we're doing
packages.
We're doing
those are consumables. I think it's mostly consumables.
Yeah. There's a phrase for this. I can't remember. Is it called No, because that's consumable too, right? I mean the lab machine. It's the reagent, right? There's a phrase for that type of stuff. And there's
the lab equipment.
That do
it. Lab equipment. For HIV, I think that's an area that you have to track.
Like, you know when that machine is supposed to be serviced.
When does it need to be repaired?
That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's just that there's
I'll tell you how it comes, and then you'll probably get it. So for R&R, for those products that are being used for HIV testing, their process says that if your machine, if your four count machine is not working, then you should not be placing the order for the HIV test. As part of that R&R form, they have to say that this machine is in the working order, therefore I'm asking for that, for those consumables. Right? In some way or other, we have to keep track of that type of equipment, especially for HIV testing. That's an example that I'm giving from an actual implementation.
I would say it's in scope. Yeah. Because, like, I agree, cold chain is
operational order of that. Because
yeah.
You should not be placing the order for the consumable if the operation, if that particular equipment is not operational, and your supervisor needs to know that it's not operational, because like he's kind of responsible to make sure that it gets accepted as possible. And since the information flow is through that R&R form have that status as a table there.
Yeah.
But that doesn't have to be a... It still seems to me like that's just an additional data element that some implementations might have. Not all.
Right.
So,
it's not the full.
Yeah, that's sort of, I think that there's components of a lot of the come in. Just like with dispensing, you're taking like the tip of the iceberg of the EMR and saying, like, we are giving this to an individual. You know nothing else about that individual, like what the diagnosis was,
right.
So I had that test, but you do know what there was in the individual. You think of something like, because it's like, you know, it's operational, but you don't know who supplied it and who you go to the parts and when it's expiring and when it needs service and when.
And even just tracking all of the assets, one of the
things. This came up on OpenBox. The other logistics thing I worked on, it came up that we were not doing that. And the major hospital that was using that had to do something else.
Open boxes.
I mean,
I know, unintentionally.
You
that was Hamish. That was Hamish. She took the money and did something I didn't tell him to do.
Where does it
stock management in scope? Clearly, since we're doing aggressive development on that.
Do we want to get into a little bit more detail what we mean by stock management?
No, it's easy. Just stock manage. It's so easy to manage stocks. You just say stock and then you just manage it.
Well, this was
how hard
this
can
exercise
it be?
Was what we did for stock management.
Because different people understand.
Yeah, and we had Tanzania as green and Mozambique as orange focus, and we saw which groupings had orange and green and which ones
were
orange.
You can do it either way.
Such a business analyst.
It worked so well.
Tell me. Such a VA.
Yeah. You remember the very quickly out of
what
is
your,
stock management?
We love your
yeah.
Video.
Yeah, it's movement.
So I don't know how to phrase that. With the national instance of
it. Stock and flows.
In and out. Like, what is that?
Right. And stock management at multiple levels, also, right? Except for basically kind of central warehouse level stuff, but district medical stores.
So when you get all the way up to the top
from central to
where do we stop?
At central, we don't.
Where does Open LMIS stop? Place order to a large company? Is it?
Why not?
I don't know
because it's not an ERP.
Yeah.
I don't think it places order. I think it talks to an ERP to place order. And it's definitely, I would say, it's also nationally bound. There are some supply chain systems which have a global scope.
I don't know. What if a big organization like MSF was like, we want to track our movement around for our company? Is it not?
I don't think
so. Like a nation of an organization. It doesn't work. MSF has levels. Things move down the level.
Yeah. I think when you got to in-country, that you use the LMIS instance. But to do multi-country as...
I'm thinking of MSF as a country. Like, what if their facility organization? Yeah, like their organization.
I guess that's...
They would still need an ERP. They would still need an ERP on that part.
Oh, a different
sure
related question is, so if we're saying batch management is within the scope of LMIS, who do we think would be entering those batch details? There are some systems that would have suppliers enter that, which sort of gets into the realm of not necessarily ordering through the system, but having an interaction with suppliers on the system, and not through an ERP.
Yeah, so where does it stop? That's the, yeah.
There's a really useful diagram in the... Yeah, no.
No, they do have that. There's like huge diagram of all the processes and what they can get.
This is the one with all the domains, right?
No.
No.
This one.
No,
no,
it's the other one. I think it's... Well, let me see if I can find it.
Because it's one of those complex five-level things.
Yeah.
You need a magnifying glass.
Hmm.
Yes. Yeah. So in the meantime, back to... Yeah. So yeah, where does it stop? I mean, are you... What is that upper boundary? So I guess in the, it's not where... We're typically saying it's not an ERP. But which parts of ERP is it not? Because ERPs also have different features.
So far, we said that about fleet management and distribution planning,
yep.
Warehouse management, so those are not part of the open environment. I do have an architectural question. Maybe this is safe for architectural discussion. So should we consider, or you know, going forward as a roadmap?
Okay, so here we go.
Right.
So this is from the CRDM that our friends at PEP did. So this is a supply chain conceptual model. So you have level 7, which is raw materials, supply. And then level 6 is manufacturing, distribution logistics. Level 5 is international distribution. Level 4 is port of entry. And level 3 is national store. And
like
then the intermediate store, and then service delivery point. And this the project was looking at those three levels, but I think OpenLMIS is actually level 1 and level 2. So intermediate stores and
why
service.
Would it be level 3 as well?
I think it's entered as 3.
There would be an OpenLMIS interface at 3 as well.
There is a level at, yeah.
Because it has to start somewhere, and I think it should start when it hits the country.
Maybe
when the drugs.
But it's not managing necessarily the central store because the central warehouse management systems are usually pretty.
And it's not
going to
manage the stores at level 3.
It manages the commodities.
Actually, sometimes it could manage the stores.
I feel like it knows the commodities depending on the size.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, if it's just a stock room like this, some of the district stores are like this. They're not, you know, it's a room this big.
Little baby country.
No, a little baby district. Or a province or whatever. You know.
This is very handy.
What is that from?
I'll send it to you. It's so full of business requirements. It has all of the process flows and stuff.
Oh.
Oh,
wow.
All the different business processes. All the workflows.
Now box.
Now it is.
So this is the one they took this and they went to Zambia and they walked through the CRDM process to generate the Zambia-specific requirements based on these requirements to see, you know, how it's different from these global requirements.
Yeah, based on this business processes.
Yeah, and Tanzania did it too, I think.
Yeah.
Also, yeah.
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 So now that
you had a question.
Yeah, now that I have your attention. So for architecturally, should we consider as a roadmap for future to maybe or whether it makes sense to make OpenLMIS as a software as a service model, where for example you go to a website and you say that I want to use OpenLMIS for my country for my program, that it's in one single global application like the Salesforce type thing, right? So you know,
I think this would be a good dinner.
Strong, yes.
I want to make Salesforce.
Strong, yeah.
I mean, I'm even going to be like a. I know we've had this internal debate a few times.
Yeah, I mean,
like, that's all right.
There's no reason we
have. You have a two-line summary of your.
I wonder if it's
good.
Two lines.
Two lines is.
So, what's the rationale for
what
that?
Else is
thinking
about that?
It's hard
to two lines, but so I believe there are use cases which may not be a national level system, but which may be an NGO which wants to manage its supply, within 20 states in the country, where a software as a service model, where they're not going to customize anything, they're just going to log on, pay $100 a month, and they're going to configure it, and it just does the right thing. You know, it just works.
I think it's like that idea.
Yeah. So I think there's a lot of use cases for that level. And in order to get to that level, you need to reach a certain level of, you need to understand all the points of variation and what things need to be made configurable that aren't today configurable. So it helps drive the product also, and it could massively increase your customer
push
base.
Push and pull orders about. I know it's obvious.
And I think you're your friend, like, thanks. Having something within.
The other thing we want to explore from a...
I can be separate. Yeah, push and pull. Sorry, that is separate. I meant for another
person. For Bomni, what I would like to explore, which Bomni doesn't want to explore yet, but they will when I'm done with them.
I'm going to make you table one more line.
Appliance. What do you want me to do?
No, I was going to say, I think this would be a good beer conversation.
Yeah. Anyway, so appliance model is basically the idea of having the software on a box that you buy, and you can put that locally somewhere. But you can manage it remotely and do updates to it, and you kind of have control over it.
Yeah. It's a really good stuff.
So I'm thinking most of the discussion is going to be around stuff that's not in OpenLMIS, but I'm like thinking about. So is there anything else that we think should be on the product roadmap?
Around how data is. Like, I tend to think that reporting is one of those tricky areas where it's hard to generalize and have a product, and it's very difficult to do that, but you always want some reporting functionality. Like, it kind of depends on whether or not it's this platform, it's this product, it really depends, but I think it is also one of those great areas where it's very unique. Sometimes it isn't, and it's like little tweaks and changes.
Kind of like default and extensible reporting framework.
So that's the thing. I think the question is like, how much configurability do you want to give someone in the reporting space? Because that can get dangerous.
Like, is that in or out?
Endless.
That's what I'm saying. Is it in or out? Like, do we even touch it?
I think that there is probably, you know, some ideas that we thought about. Like, there's open source version of Pentahole, which is the business intelligence tool, right? So, you know, just like OpenMRS or Comcare, we are seeing, and also the DHIS too, we are trying to see if this crush on DHIS by trying to invent that field, right? So maybe we build interfaces that work seamlessly so that, you know, even you can use DHIS too for the dashboard and the map as long as you can see the data into the
So it's like interoperability.
It's really like a reporting engine.
The idea of having the correct API style stuff to the reporting engine. Like, what's that middle layer? It's the API. Like, is it a reporting API?
Yeah.
How does it
work? It's a web service API, perhaps.
Web service,
right. But, you know, the core product should have at least core.
You should be able to connect to
it.
Reporting.
And especially if you're talking about like a software as a service, then you need to have the basics that are out of the box. But in order to build these reports, you can actually embed the BI stuff into it. So you can use Jasper reports, or you can use the Pentaho report builder, or you know, some of these other BI tools. You can embed them as a dependency inside of an OpenLMIS. That's also possible.
Yeah,
we're in a big discussion with Ty right now around dashboards. All this sort of stuff.
He's very good at it.
Okay, so has everyone had a chance to wrap up their last one? So the next step I'd like to do is we'll go off one at a time and kind of put it up and give a one-sentence explanation. And this might actually end up being too small, so we can move to the wall if we need to. And then as additional groups come up, if you feel that something another group has pointed out kind of aligns with your own, just stick it next to it in a cluster. Right? So if someone said, definitely needs reporting, and you said, like, analytics and reporting, and you think the spirit is the same, just group it. not, then put it somewhere else. So I'll go through ours and just do a quick explanation.
Could we have like a debate pile also, where if we see a sticky that we don't agree with, we can put it into a to be debated pile?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah. So our group thought that OpenLMIS should be a source for analytics, but not necessarily an analytics tool itself.
Anyone want to debate that?
We have grouping for that.
We went a little bit more
specific. Yeah, we cut it a little. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. We can discuss. We said a best practice report, so that is, it shouldn't be defined to make any report you want, but if there are certain reports that are really, really essential to running good supply chain, they should come pre-configured.
Plus one. Yeah.
All right. Snap. We said that it needed to be a requisitioning system for lower and mid-level. That's below a big warehouse.
You should just get some pieces of paper that have a small amount of
carbon. Because it's a 2M, not a 3M.
What if somebody wants to move it later?
It has to be glue that can be removed and reapplied.
We said usable offline. So definitely need offline support at all levels.
At all levels?
Below admin. I think we're going to put another one on there for that.
Vice power. Careful.
You're going to put it.
I'm fine.
You can move it to question mark now.
This is a technological
question mark. I'm moving that to question mark.
Keep rotating around until you only get to move
one. Get to move one.
Yeah.
I want to do that too.
We thought we needed basic cold chain equipment support, but nothing too much more than essentially, is it working at this
facility? Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Yeah,
I should have had the same thing.
I think as a group, we seem to have had the same conversation.
I thought this one was really important. I think this is, if I had to describe one, this would be what I think the core of OpenLMIS, and that's suggestions for best practice processes in supply chain. So what you get in OpenLMIS, like what the default is what we think the best kind of low resource setting supply chain process is. Not to say you can't build that out, but that should be the core. This one actually, now that I think about it, I think it ties in. Better mobile support, so underneath the admin level. The admin should be able to access it only through a computer interface, but we need mobile support at other levels. We thought that OpenLMIS includes costing data, so the cost of your supplies by program. We thought that there needed to be different ways to install. So an express install, for example, at the if you're using it as an individual hospital and they just want kind of a set configuration, and then a more configurable install if you're doing it for a country or region and you need to be more specific about what gets in the system. We thought it is stock management. We thought it is open source. And it is one product or platform. And that OpenLMIS is a common roof for multiple programs. And by programs, I mean essential meds, vaccines, other things. Okay. I'm moving over to the other wall. And I'm sorry, neither side can see this all that well, so I'll try to there. We thought that OpenLMIS is not medical. Students have education information. We thought that OpenLMIS is not an ERP, so it shouldn't have bigware.
Well,
Well, I've been sitting here all day. I've been sitting in this waiting room. And I've been waiting on my friends. Yes, I'm waiting on this conference call. All alone.